the refineness of trying to discriminate before was between what is devotional service, what's not. Now it's more of what's within devotional service and not. It's introducing the points of, you know, karma, Mr. Bhakti, jnana, Mr. Bhakti, you know, pure devotional service, bhakti, Mr. Karma, bhakti, Mr. Jnana. So these are all like that. So this is going to be subtleties within devotional service. Right? The same thing. It's just, in other words, karma, Mr. Bhakti from a positive point, karma, Mr. Bhakti from a negative. You know, when is it positive, when is it negative? So in other words, I have attachments, but I'm engaging them, then it's positive. But if I'm distracted by my material motives, so my devotional service isn't so dynamic, then it karma is negative. You know, so these kind of discriminations are. Is that? Yeah. Okay. So then we'll try like that for some time. If we find that there's some other reason or something, you know, like I said, then a lot of people will drop out. So. Yes. Did we say Sahana Babaji?
No.
No. Okay. Harihi Om Sahana Vavatu Sahana Bhunaktu Sahaviryankaravavahai Tejasvinavadhitamastu Mavidvishavahai Om Shanti 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 Om Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivastari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Jai. Okay, page 21. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti comments on the same verse. You criticize continuous enmity, thinking that such practice was not desirable in Shishupal and others, whereas I have praised it more than bhakti, which is the best of all practices. Why? Assuming that Shishupal and others will have a hellish end, though their inimical attitude is criticized on the path of bhava, it is praised more than the purifying power of bhakti in one aspect, its power to produce quick absorption in the Lord. But then how much more will I praise the parental affection of Vasudeva, the friendly relationships of others, what to speak of Nanda's and others' relationships, which are respected on the path of bhava, and which can cause extreme absorption in the Lord at every moment. This is the hint. Raghunuga Bhakti of recent practitioners, desiring parental and other bhavas following after Nanda and others, excels even Vaidhi Bhakti. This is another hint. Among those with thoughts of enmity towards the Lord, some like Shishupal attain Surup. Example is given in two verses.
Huh?
Sorupya. No, because eventually, because it said that they first were absorbed, emerged in the Lord, and then after some time, then they attained this. Like that. Because it's natural, it's over, so they go back to Godhead. Right? Yeah, so that's the thing. So, in other words, if I'm just practicing, then what is my inspiration? So then, better than that, will be not necessarily better, but more strong is this enmity of these demons, because they're so absorbed in the Lord. So the absorption of the Lord is good, right? But it's unfavorable, so it's not recommended. But more than that, so that's the point. It's giving a hint: is the absorption of the Lord. So it's enmity. We're really absorbed, right? You like somebody, you're absorbed. But you really don't like somebody, you're even more absorbed. Right? You know, it says, how you say? I don't think the saying goes, heaven hath no blessings as a woman loved.
Not heard it before.
No, haven't heard of that. No. Anyone heard it? No? Woman appreciated? No. Okay. So, that's the point. In other words, that's really nice, but if you upset, then watch out. It's really going to get bad. No? Like that. So that's the hint, is that it's about the absorption that's the important thing. Yes?
Can we characterize it like first by deductive, then the demons of those, but demons of that caliber, and then there are...
Yes, you could, because the point is they have a motive. They don't like Krishna. So they're always absorbed in Krishna. Well, ourselves and Vaidhi, we may be inspired, we may not be inspired, depending on what level of development. You know, so once you get to generally, let's say, you know, war with Maya, right? Then it's, you can say it's going to be more stable. Does that make sense? But when you get to, you know, Runga Tarangini, that means it is stable. But then you can get distracted by the facilities that come up from that. You know what I'm saying? But before that, it's going to tend to be not stable. Yeah. So, but it doesn't mean that it's recommended. It's just showing that because they're focused on the Lord, that's why Narad Muni's praising it. He's not recommending it as a practice. Because much greater than that are who are absorbed in the Lord due to affection. So that's the greatest. So that's, you know, he says it's another hint. Is the rag, the path of rag, that's the one that you can absorb you the most. Right? And he stops there. He only mentions Nanda and others, Vasudev, like that. You know, so he throws in the gopis, but it's just passed by them. Because that will be even greater. Does that make sense? You know, it's just like, let's say, someone's absorbed in relationship, but they're absorbed in the secondary. So that's going to be more than no relationship at all, but the primary will be much stronger. Right? Because enmity is one of the secondary rasas. It's not a primary rasa.
So, does that mean it can't be as intense?
I mean, it'll be intense, but it doesn't have the depth. You know, so therefore it won't have the longevity. So here he's in enmity, but is he always in enmity?
It's not a
Staibhav. So only those five can be Staibhavs. Okay. The others will, you know, come and go. You know, unless of course you're Jatila, but then that's another thing. Yes. We're not counting. She's not a process here. She's a category. It's our, and the position's already taken. Like that. Yeah. Yeah. Strike that one off the list. Okay. Is that okay? Yeah. Narad Muni continued. A grass worm confined in a hole of a wall by a bee always thinks of the bee in fear and enmity, and later becomes a bee simply because of such remembrance. Similarly, if the conditioned soul somehow or another think of Krishna, who is Satchidananda Vigraha, Brahma Samhita 5.1, they will become free from their sins. Whether thinking of him as their worshipable Lord or as an enemy, because of constantly think of him, they will regain their spiritual bodies. Footnote 6. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur assigns verse 29 to Bhagavad Arkamrichi Mala, chapter 12, entitled Devotional Service and Practice, Sanada Bhakti, which is in the Abhideya section of the book. Didn't we do this already?
Yes, we did.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, okay. Because it's always like... Action, absorption, and... Oh, okay. Yes, thinking. So we see here, they'll become freed from the sins. It doesn't mean that they won't get reactions to whatever action they're doing now, but their previous will be removed. Right? And even the reaction to that, the meaning of its sinfulness, that'll be removed. But because they're dealing with the Lord in enmity, then they'll get a reaction in enmity. Right? They're inimical to the Lord, so he'll react that way with them. Does that make sense? But once you come to the purified state, then you would want to take up bhakti. So since you would want to take up bhakti, and bhakti is the most, but then why not just do that all along? Because we see here is except for Putana, no one ended up in Goloka. Everybody else would go to Brahman and then to Vaikuntha. Other demons. That's why Putana is used as an example. She's the only one that you see that went to Goloka. Because of that motherly dealing in that way. Most other demons, they come out with their club and their tusks and, you know, stuff like that.
That's so amazing, because she obviously didn't catch the primary. Just by doing the secondary of the motherly aspect, she got the full benefit.
Yes, yes. But yes.
Columbus is a person. He became powerful. He didn't end up.
No, but he was there as a coward boy. But when he turned into a demon, did it say that he got the sarup of a coward boy?
It said that he was carrying Balaram. Balaram was carrying.
Yeah, yeah. No, he was carrying Balaram. So, but that means he took the form of. But it doesn't mean that he had that mood.
Yes.
It wasn't that he was interacting. He starts, but then.
Just comparing him to Peter. Because he was also not
carried.
The
action was.
At my point, he also carried.
It is Balaram. Yeah, don't mess with Balaram.
Yeah. There's another point mentioned in this regard. Like Bali Maharaj's sister, she is the one who becomes Putana next. So
yes.
When she was Bali Maharaj's sister, she had the desire. She had the desire by seeing Mahamanda to serve.
Yeah. Means that she had that mood to serve him in motherly affection, so that was an underlying. But that's given just so that we're comfortable with it. But the point is it's Krishna, is how he's impartial, so he responds that way. While we don't see that Palambasura wanted to have fun with Krishna as a cowherd boy, but then he became a demon. So the idea is the absorption is what's important. The absorption. Srila Prabhupada comments, to think of Krishna in any way, in terms of his name, form, qualities, paraphernalia, or anything pertaining to him, is beneficial for everyone. Srinvitam swakata krishnas krishnav punya shravana kirtana Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.17. Thinking of Krishna, hearing the holy name of Krishna, or hearing the pastimes of Krishna, will make one pure, and then he will become a devotee. Our Krishna consciousness movement is therefore trying to introduce the system of somehow or other letting everyone hear the holy name of Krishna and take Krishna Prasad. Thus one will gradually become a devotee, and his life will be successful. So Prabhupada's using it's just expose everybody somehow or another, if they're just somehow doing that. He's not supporting, yes, no, we should all be inimical. The point is that if it's directed at Krishna, it'll be perfect. So you go out, expose people to the holy name, to prasad, to interaction with devotees. And then something will stick, and they'll get benefit, whatever it is. Someone likes something like this and that. And so, okay, remember, this one man used to come to the temple. Big guy, middle-aged, but he was a how you say? Natural food freak. Right? And, you know, he's a regular guy, you know, at that. He'd come, and he was very careful about so many of the things that we had. Like that, what we'd eat and that, you know, halva, okay, he doesn't eat that because of the sugar, or this because of this and that. But he loves sweet rice. Because for him, he said, oh, what's in here? You know, what's this? It's rice and milk. Rice cooked in milk. You know, because it's sweet, you know, naturally it means sugar, but he doesn't catch that. So he would just drink tons of sweet rice. And he would glorify sweet rice and this and that. You know, he'd say this, that, but this is, you know, it's just milk and rice, you know, so wholesome, so like this. So he got a lot of benefit. Okay, does that make sense? So in other words, the principle is there, but we're going to apply it through somehow or another exposing in any way, shape, or form people to Krishna consciousness. So this idea is, oh no, we don't want to, don't want to push it, don't want to... Where's the compassion? The idea is, no, get it out there. And then they take it, because this is the only real thing. Otherwise, then we must think that modern society has something really serious to offer. It has something of value, substance. But the point is after living a very nice modern lifestyle, they're all, who knows what happens to them. You can't say like this. But if they get exposed to Krishna consciousness just a little bit and notice it, take an interest, take a note, then they'll get so much benefit. They'll continue from that point next life.
Well, how can we fall in the trap of thinking we have to convince people either intellectually or emotionally rather than just engage people in the service directly and naturally it'll have its...
Yeah, because it's you're exposing them to... We're doing Krishna consciousness in a way that others can be involved. Take part in the association. Then in that association, then they can... You know, take advantage. They can find it's nice.
Naturally.
Yeah, naturally. Then those are, then you'll speak to them or you know instruct them or things like that. But the point is if people just appreciate the Ratha Yatra, the Hari Nam, or come and take prasad, then that's works fine. Like I think it's in Gainesville. In Florida, there's a big university there. I think the Florida University is there or something. So they've been running, I'm not sure how long, like last 30 years or something, they distribute prasad at lunchtime to the students. They go into the quad and give out prasad. I'm not sure if they charge or it's free. I think it's free. But or if it's charged, it's something very minimal. So, you know, students aren't known for having tons of money and this and that. And but a lot of people take the shot. But because of the money thing, then so many times there's ideas, oh, it's so expensive, it's this and that. But the point is they're appreciating prasad. They're you know, dependent on them. And so they're exposed, they're getting benefit. Now besides that, then you can have a, what do you call it, you know, some kind of program or kirtan or a, you know, Hare Krishna club or whatever it is that one does, then there'll be further. But you'll probably find, you know, hundreds of people take prasad, but maybe only 20 or 30 will come to, you know, another program. You know, it's a lecture. If it's a kirtan, you might get more. So it's just a matter of exposing them, and then they'll get benefit. That's why that's the reason that we go out. We go out with our festa, go out with the Hari Nam, go out in, you know, our devotional dress. Because then people get exposed to it. They see us, they know, oh, Hare Krishna. Like before it was when they saw robe, shaved head, and saffron cloth, it was Hare Krishna. Like that. It was nothing else. But now you go out with a shaved head and orange robes and they think you're a Buddhist. Yeah. The people have never even heard of Hare Krishna. You know. That's because we're not out. So that's the whole thing. So we're always out there, then it's just, oh, it's part of the scene. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments, all persons with moods favorable or unfavorable towards the Lord attain Him. However, by reasoning, one should understand that, according to the sadhana, the result will be different. That is described in the next verse, 30. Right? Okay. Among those with thoughts of enmity towards the Lord, some like Shishupal attain Sarupa. An example is given in the next verse, right? So the Narad Muni mentions about this. So here Vishwanath is now saying that however, by reasoning, one should understand according to sadhana, the result will be different, whether you approach him in moods of favorable or unfavorable to the Lord. Absorption, that will purify you and move you forward very quickly. That's going to do. But the results, it says, by reasoning will be different. Right? So Narad Muni continued, many, many persons have attained liberation simply by thinking of Krishna with great attention and giving up sinful activities. This great attention may be due to lusty desires, inimical feeling, fear, affection, or devotional service. I shall now explain how one receives Krishna's mercy simply by concentrating one's mind upon him. Okay, so it means all these are different things. They all will get some different benefits. So then, footnote 7. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur assigns verse 30 to Bhagavad Arkamrita Mala, chapter 12, entitled Devotional Service and Practice, Sadhana Bhakti, which is in the Abhideya section. Right. So again, this is the one that was quoted before. Right? This is quoted in the purport before. Yes. But I think this one has been quoted before. Oh, no, it says it's just mentioning the same things, because this one's many have obtained. Yeah. But it's liberation that is obtained. But we know with bhakti, then they go beyond. So the inimical may get you up to liberation, but it's the devotional will take you beyond. Because right? I'm not sure where it's discussed. Didn't we come across this at, I don't know if it was Lagu Bhagavatam Lita or someplace, that those who think of the Lord and are killed by the Lord, those in enmity, they go to Brahman. But in Brahman, since they're fully purified, there's no conditioning. So, you know, they're situated in the Brahman platform, and you can do that for a while. But at some point, you have to think of, you know, activities and qualities in that again. So now, those who have gotten to that position not through the Lord, they're going to think of activities in the material world because that's what they gave up and then in renunciation got to the Brahman. But those who are killed by Krishna, then, you know, of all activities that were there, the most intense and most absorbing was Krishna. So now in that pure state they're going to remember him. There's not going to be enmity, it's just going to be it'll be neutrality. So then from there, they'll move forward and go to Vaikuntha.
Then it comes up later in this canto, Prabhupada talks about in a purport, about remembering the Lord's garland and the blood-red color of it or something.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. But the idea is they're thinking of the Lord, therefore they'll go there. But it's appreciation, so they'll be in Shantaras, Shantabhaktas. But they'll get to Vaikuntha. But it's mentioned only demons, that works for demons. So it's not mentioned as a path of sadhana. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur elaborates, giving up sin arising from hatred of the Lord, tad agham hitva, means giving up absorption of the Lord based on hatred. This phrase does not apply to those who have conjugal desire for the Lord, since there is no sin in this type of kama. This word kama refers to the gopis. Uptam purastad etat te chaidyai siddhim yatagataha. Dvishan api hrishi kesham kim utad dhokshaja puriyaha. This point was explained to you previously. Since even Shishupal, who hated Krishna, achieved perfection, what to speak of the Lord's dear to gopis? Srimad Bhagavatam 10:29-13. If those who hate the Lord attain him, how much more those who have affection for him will attain? Tadgatim means one cherished goal of prema, or liberation as the case may be. Right? So we see the liberation is there, or some other thing. So if it's connected to the Lord, liberation you'll get. But those who it's positive, then they'll go beyond liberation. Right? You can use any of these moods to get liberation and stop there if you want. Right? But only when something's done in affection or devotional service. Right? Then it will take one beyond. Right? Somebody says. So the gopi's attraction to the Lord is favorable. Mother Jashoda's and there's attraction to the Lord in parental rasa is favorable. So that will take them beyond. That will take them to pastimes. Yes, but where did they go? Yes. So that means if it's generic connection to the Lord, then it's Vaikuntha. But is there any enmity there?
No.
No, so they're not making any offense. They're just doing a service.
Okay.
Like, you know, lighting a lamp or doing something or fixing a tile. You know, a thief who came in stole all the jewelry. He goes out, he sees the tiles out, so he puts the tile back in place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he did that service. Like that. You know, so they're making, that's what he's saying, they're making a distinction between these. All of them will connect you to the Lord, either Brahman, Paramatma, or Bhagavan platform. But the point is if you deal on the Bhagavan, then that's the level, that's the best. These others, they're hating him as a concept or as Paramatma. Like that. Or they may be personally dealing with him, because I think with Shishupal, I think Krishna is his relative. I think he's a cousin or something. Like that. And so, therefore, you know, there's even more to get upset about. Narada Muni continued, "My dear King Yudhishthir, the gopis by their lusty desires, Kamsa by his fear, Shishupal and other kings by envy, the Yadus by their familiar relation with Krishna, you Pandavas by your great affection for Krishna, and we, the general devotees, by our devotional service, has obtained the mercy of Krishna." Right? Interesting that he just says, "and we," you know, the general devotees. Like here. But... So one is this, you know, that humility and all that, all these other great personalities, and then we're just part of the scene, right? But on another thing, it's not that it's not technically right when he says we, the general devotees. Okay? We actually say the mantra every day. Huh? Srivas Adi Gorba. So it means, yes, all the devotees headed by Srivas, right? So... yes, the general devotees headed by Narada Muni, right? You know, so yeah, so like that. But he'll count himself as general, but everybody else knows, no, he's the head. Like that.
He's the exemplary.
Yes, he's the. Okay, footnote 8. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur assigns verse 31 to Bhagavad Arkamrichi Mala, chapter 12, entitled Devotional Service and Practice, Sadhana Bhakti, which is in the Abhideya section of the Thakur's book. Right, so again, all this mood, that relationship, and they're dealing in that. So that's the whole thing. We always deal in activities trying to do it to please the Lord, we'll always get benefit. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur elaborates. Okay. The different persons holding these emotions are listed in this verse. As was previously explained, the lust mentioned here is love arising from intense spiritual affection rather than ordinary conjugal love like kubjas. Because that gets you to a lower. So she's considered the lowest of all those who have this kind of conjugal affection for Krishna. Because it's about conjugal affection in connection with Krishna. It's not so much about Krishna. Right? The queens in Dwarka, then as the wife, then it's their wives of Krishna. So it's about Krishna, but it's also for themselves as wives. But the gopis, it's just about Krishna, so they're considered the best. Fear means fear arising from a person's knowledge that Krishna will kill that person. Right? Yadavas, Vrishnaya, you, the Pandavas, achieve me by sambandhat, by relationships of seeing me as a son, a brother, or cousin, which are full of affection. This excludes Satrajit, Prasena, Shatadandva, Karna, Duryodhana, and others who did not have affection. Okay, so it means not that these others didn't have a relationship, see them as a brother or a cousin or like this. You know, it's just like if because Krishna is a cousin of the Pandavas, that means he's also technically a cousin of the Duryodhana, like that. But they may see him as a cousin, but it's without affection, so it doesn't apply to them. Does that make sense? So in other words, having a relationship but not seeing with the affection doesn't give this result. You know, they'll see with enmity, so they get focused on the Lord. They may get liberation, but it won't go. They won't get this more advanced, right? That was the point that was made before. Is now we'll see the difference between the two.
But formally, they have a relationship.
Yes.
But there's no affection.
Yes. Okay. Okay, doesn't include these others and others who have not, do not have affection, though they may have a family relationship. Sneha should not be taken as a separate type of sadhana, since later only five types of moods are mentioned. Right? So sneha just means a particular level. So here it's just meaning affection, it just means that they have affection, it's not a separate sadhana. Just like Vaidhi sadhana and Raganuga sadhana aren't separate sadhanas. It's just the mood is, there's a difference in the mood. But the forms of it are, and the activities are the same. Narad and others achieve the goal by bhakti. The gopis achieve the position of lovers of Krishna filled with prema. Kamsa achieved Sayuja, Shishupal, Dantavakra, and Poundrika achieved Swarupya. Other enemies achieved Sayuja, Salokya, and other goals suitable to them. The Yadavas and Pandavas attained the positions of associates of the Lord in friendship and other moods. Narada and others who performed Vaidhi Bhakti attained the position of associates with Aishwarya Gyan, reverence. According to the sadhana, they achieve goals which can be understood by seeing the different statements concerning these persons. Here someone may ask, right, so this will be where we're throwing out Vishaya. No, not Vishaya. Purvapaksha, what's the thing before? Shamshaya. Right? So here someone may ask, but persons like Vena who hated the Lord and criticized him like Shishupal went to hell. The next verse explains the reason for this. Narad Muni continued, somehow or other one must consider the form of Krishna very seriously. Then, by one of the five different processes mentioned above, one can return home back to Godhead. Atheists like King Vena, however, being unable to think of Krishna's form in any of these five ways, cannot attain salvation. Therefore, one must somehow think of Krishna, whether in a friendly way or inimically. Verse 9. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur also assigns verse 32 to Bhagavad Arkamrichi Mala, chapter 12, entitled Devotional Service and Practice, Sanana Bhakti, which is in the Abhideya section of the Thakur's book. Right? So it's just continuing this point. So these five then are what? Lusty desires, inimical feelings, fear, affection, or devotional service. Right? So following the rules and regulations, so they have that sense of reverence. Like that, affection, like we see, is the Yadavas and them maybe there, or Mother Yashoda and that. Fear, like the demons, that they're going to get killed by Krishna. Inimical feelings, you know, that they're actually aggressive towards Krishna. Or lusty desires, like the gopis. So any of these will deal. So we follow, you know, we're in the Gaur Bhakti Vrinda part, so therefore we follow the devotional service as the method. So he may have been talking about the Lord, but he's talking about how he doesn't exist, he's not important. Yeah. These ones, he's there, and he's a problem. So therefore, he has all these qualities.
But these persons, it's almost secondary that he's the Lord.
Yeah.
They just hate Krishna.
They just hate authority.
No, I don't mean the atheists, I mean like...
Yeah, yeah, no, it's they hate Krishna. Well, here it's just a concept that there's something greater.
No one better than me.
Yeah, yeah, like that. So it's just... You know, it's Vishnu. Who is this Vishnu? I'm the Supreme. Well, here is no. It's about Krishna. You know. Yes, Shishupal is about Krishna. So.
Personal.
Yes, it's personal. Yeah, personal. close and personal, or what's it? Yeah. Oh, best of the Pandavas, your two cousins, Shishupal and Dantavakra. Right? So they're also cousins. Right? So it's a big family. The sons of your maternal aunt were formerly associates of Lord Vishnu, but because they were cursed by Brahmanas, they fell from Vaikuntha to this material world. Srila Prabhupada comments. Impersonalists and atheists always try to circumvent the form of Krishna. Great politicians and philosophers of the modern age even try to banish Krishna from Bhagavad Gita. Consequently, for them, there is no salvation. But Krishna's enemies think, here is Krishna, my enemy, I have to kill him, right? So they say he has no form, so they don't get anything. But those who are inimical but accept the form, they'll get liberation, you know, or swarupi, something. They'll get whatever is appropriate for the mood. Does that make sense? But the atheists who say he has no form, he doesn't exist, then they follow in the footsteps of King Vena. Yes. Yes. They think of Krishna in his actual form, and thus they attain salvation. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says in this connection, Tena Shishupalad Adi Bhinna Pratikula Bhavam Didishur Yena Iva Narakam Yatiti Bhava. Except for Shishupal, those who go against the regulative principles cannot attain salvation and are surely destined for hellish life. The regulative principle is that one must always think of Krishna, whether as a friend or enemy. No, because Shishupal, who was against, because he was so absorbed in thinking of Krishna as a person. So somehow or another he's in a different, they're in different conditions. So some may approach by that, but by always being absorbed in the Lord and accepting the Lord as a person, you know, and he's the cause of the problems, then you will advance, you'll get purified. Right? But the point is that at some point you have to make it favorable if you want to, you know.
So it's described that the essence of all rules and regulations is always remember and never forget.
Yes.
So they're doing that part, they're following the rules, but
yes,
they're not doing it favorably.
Yes, that's the problem. So therefore, the higher elements you can't guarantee. But the point is it's connected to Krishna. So that's the point. Connecting it to Krishna is the actual thing. Right? So if somebody's doing something on their own, but connecting it to Krishna, even though it's not recommended, there will be some benefit. But as pointed out, depending upon what they're using, there'll be some return in kind based on what they're using as a medium. Does that make sense? Yeah. Because it's a matter of the attitude. Like I mentioned before, is you have the devotees from the 60s, many of them, they only know Prabhupada was there, Prabhupada did like this, Prabhupada showed them like this. Everything was very simple, straightforward, that's all they do. So even though Prabhupada in the books, because all these books came out later, you know, some books were there, but no one really started reading, I think, till 1970. I think only, that was the thing, only Satsarup Maharaj read the books. No one else had read the books. You know, you know, probably Jayadvaita Maharaj, but, you know, like that. But the idea was, it's just, what's there? So all these things are explained by Prabhupada, and so devotees later are following so many, but we find many times these devotees don't, or are not interested. But the point is, they're just absorbed in Prabhupada's instructions, so it will work, it will take them back to Godhead. Right? Because they have that absorption. Right? So that's natural for them. So for us, then we follow the recommended path, we follow the sadhana, what's given, and then all these nice instructions that are there. So, verses 34 to 38. The Vaikuntha gatekeepers get cursed. Sukadev Goswami explains that because of their offenses at the feet of devotees, two attendants of the Lord in Vaikuntha named Jai and Vijay became Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha in Satyayuga, Ravana and Kumbhakarna in Treta Yuga, Shishupal and Dantavakra at the end of Dwapara Yuga. because of their fruitive acts, Jaya and Vijaya agreed to become the Lord's enemies. And then, and when killed in that mentality, they attained salvation in oneness. Maharaj Yudhishthira inquired, what kind of great curse could affect even liberated Vishnu Bhaktas? And what sort of person could curse even the Lord's associates? For unflinching devotees of the Lord to fall again into this mature world is impossible. I cannot believe this. The bodies of the inhabitants of Vaikuntha are completely spiritual, having nothing to do with the material body, senses, or life air. Therefore, kindly explain how associates of the personality of Godhead were cursed to descend in material bodies like ordinary persons. So how could somebody fall? How could somebody curse? Right? It means here you're drawing about the eternal associates. So how could someone who could deal with the eternal associates and be in their association curse them? And how could such persons fall? Right? So Srila Prabhupada comments, this very significant question would be difficult for an ordinary person to answer, but Narad Muni, being an authority, could answer it. Therefore, Maharaj Yudhishthira inquired from him, saying, Etad akhyatam arhasi, only you can explain the reason. From authoritative sources it can be discerned that associates of Lord Vishnu who descend from Vaikuntha do not actually fall. They come with the purpose of fulfilling the desire of the Lord, and their descent to this material world is comparable to that of the Lord. The Lord comes to this material world through the agency of his internal potency. And similarly, when a devotee or associate of the Lord descends to this mature world, he does so through the action of the spiritual energy. Any pastime conducted by the Supreme Personality of Godhead is an arrangement by Yoga Maya, not Mahamaya. Therefore, it is to be understood that when Jaya and Vijaya descended to this mature world, they came because there was something to be done for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Otherwise, it is fact that no one falls from Vaikuntha. So that's the point, is no one falls from there. So it's an arrangement of Yoga Maya that they come down to perform this pastime for the Lord. And also we see eternal associates come from the spiritual world, and they may come at the Lord's pastimes at that time and have spiritual forms, or they may come at other times and take on seemingly material forms, or bodies made out of material elements to perform their service for the Lord. But they're not in the fallen condition, so they're never under Mahamaya. They're always under Yoga Maya in either way. The Lord comes, he's in Yoga Maya. So those associates are always with the Lord. They're also with Yoga Maya. Does that make sense?
So when they disturb the living entities of the creation, those entities are disturbed by the Yoga Maya.
Depends. They can be disturbed by the Mahamaya.
If the devotees are under.
If it's a devotee, then that's another thing. But I'm saying Hiranyakashipu, it's by the arrangement of Yoga Maya that he's in that situation, but it's not that he's not acting under Mahamaya by mentality. You always have to remember is that it's one person, two offices. They can do both at once. It's being arranged like that for the Lord's pastime, so that's the Yoga Maya. But how their mentality and everything, then at least how they're acting, it appears it's Mahamaya. So whether they're fully conscious of Krishna and that, but they're acting out the role of being a demon, or if they actually come under the modes and act in that demoniac way inspired by the modes, that's not so much discussed. It's generally brought out the demoniac mentality, so you look at it that they're functioning under Mahamaya. But the arrangement that they're in that position is Yoga Maya. Does that make sense? Yeah. Of course, a living entity desires Sayuja Mukti remains in Krishna's Brahman effulgence, which is dependent on Krishna's body. Brahmanohi Pratishtaham, Bhagavad Gita 14:27. Such an impersonalist who takes shelter of the Brahman effulgence must surely fall down. This is stated in the Shastra, Srimad Bhagavatam 10:232. Yenye ravin daksha vimukta maninas tvayasta bhavad avishuddha buddhyaya arunya kritrena param padam tata patantyado nad drita yushmad angraya. O Lord, the intelligence of those who think themselves liberated but who have no devotion is impure. even though they rise to the highest point of liberation by dint of severe penances and austerities, they are sure to fall down again into material existence, for they do not take shelter at your lotus feet. The impersonalists cannot reach the Vaikuntha planets to become associates of the Lord, and therefore, according to their desires, Krishna gives them Sayuja Mukti. However, since Sayuja Mukti is partial mukti, they must fall again to this material world. When it is said that the individual soul falls from Brahma Loka, this applies to the impersonalist. That's the point. Is they say falling from Brahma Loka means from Brahma. But in the Upanishads, as we'll come across it in the Vedanta Sutra, then Vaikuntha is also called Brahma Loka. Right? So Brahma Loka can mean Brahma's planet. Brahma Loka can mean Brahman. Brahma Loka can mean the spiritual world. So depending on the context, then you know what he's talking about. The yogis go to Brahma Loka, that means where Brahma lives. Right, the jnanis, you know, they go to Brahma Loka, means they get liberation, so they go to that Mahakalapura. Right? But the devotees, when they attain Brahma Loka, te Brahma Loka, tupara ant kale, that means they're attaining the spiritual planets. Okay, the great saint Narada said, once upon a time, when the four sons of Lord Brahma, named Sanaka, Sanandana, Sanatana, and Sanat Kumar, were wandering throughout the three worlds, they came by chance to Vishnu Loka. Although these four great sages were older than Brahma's other sons like Marichi, they appeared like small naked children, only 5 or 6 years old. When Jayan Vijay saw them trying to enter Vaikuntha Loka, these two dark gatekeepers, thinking them ordinary children, forbade them to enter. Thus checked by the doorkeepers Jayan Vijay, Sanandana and the other great sages very angrily cursed them. You two foolish gatekeepers, they said, being agitated by the material qualities of passion and ignorance, you are unfit to live at the shelter of Madhudvisha's lotus feet, which are free from such modes. It would be better for you to go immediately to the material world and take your birth in a family of most sinful asuras. While Jaya and Vijay, thus cursed by the sages, were falling to the material world, they were addressed as follows by the same sages, who were very kind to them. O doorkeepers, after three births, you will be able to return to your positions in Vaikuntha. For then the duration of the curse will have ended. These two associates of the Lord, Jayan Vijay, later descended to the material world, taking birth as the two sons of Diti, Hiranyakashipu being the elder and Hiranyaksha the younger. They were very much respected by the Daityas and Danavas, demoniac species. Appearing as Nrisimhadev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Hari killed Hiranyakashipu. Then the Lord delivered the planet Earth, which had fallen in the Garbhodak Ocean. Hiranyaksha tried to hinder him, and then the Lord as Varaha killed Hiranyaksha. Desiring to kill his son, Prahlad, who was a great devotee of Lord Vishnu, Hiranyakashipu tortured him in many ways. The Lord, the supersoul of all living entities, is sober, peaceful, and equal to everyone. Since the great devotee, Prahlad, was protected by the Lord's potency, Hiranyakashipu was unable to kill him, in spite of endeavoring to do so in many ways. Right, so we see here is that sangati is there, that he's mentioning this whole pastime, but he's pointing out how the Lord is equal, right? Because that's the discussion in the chapter, right? This whole section is about that point, right? So, yeah. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur elaborates, Prahlad was very dear, like one's very self, to all beings. He was peaceful because of having no hatred towards his father who tried to kill him. He saw his and others' happiness and distress equally. Okay. Stop here. Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Bhaktivedanta ki, Jai Nityananda Gaura.